An Eagle River man remains missing along the Taylor Highway. Alaska State Troopers are looking for 56-year-old Charles Collins. He's believed to be the driver of the vehicle that careened 200 feet down an embankment earlier this week when heavy rains hit the 40-mile region. Alaska State Troopers spokeswoman Beth Epson says the citizen reported seeing a truck in a creek near mile 114 north of Chicken Tuesday. Alaska Air National Guard pararescuers checked on the submerged vehicle and found no sign of any occupants. Ipsen says troopers continue to search for Collins using a helicopter and a hovercraft, but accessing this crash site is difficult.
The problem is O'Brien Creek, where the truck is, it's been submerged, and it's a very swift, fast-moving creek. So that's why we haven't been able to really get out there.
Gibson says additional rain and more high water are compromising the investigation. She says there's no road damage in the area of the accident, but the highway is slick due to rain.
It's one of those things where it looks like the individual drove off the side of the road.
Ipsen says Collins is the only person unaccounted for since last weekend's rains on the Taylor Highway. A 100-mile section of the road from Chicken to Eagle remains closed due to slides and washouts. But Department of Transportation Northern Region Maintenance Manager Jim Fehrenbacher says crews are making progress, getting more than 20 stranded motorists out.
We have taken care of several large washout areas on the south end, south end of the Taylor Highway, which would be north of Chicken. We were able last night to reach some motorists that were at the South Fork River campground, and we have those people out. So the last group that's there now is at Walker Fork, and we're fairly optimistic that we'll be able to get them out, hopefully yet today.
Fehrenbacher says after the emergency road work is complete, a damage assessment will be conducted, but he expects it will take 2 to 3 weeks to make the Taylor Highway safe enough to reopen it to the general public. He says area gold miners and other local residents will be allowed to travel the road during the repair phase.